News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, of course, the big story of the day is the Omicron variant of COVID. And the leaders of the three coalition parties are due to meet with NPHET later on today to discuss that variant and the wider COVID situation. And for more on this, we're joined now by Danny McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner, and Professor Liam Fanning, professor of immunovirology at UCC. Let's come to you first of all, Danny. Do we know what we might expect to happen later on today?
Yeah, so obviously the three leaders generally meet on a Monday night, and from time to time they will get briefings from various parties. And tonight they will meet with Tony Holohan, the chief medical officer, and Ronan Glynn and some of the heavyweights of NPHET to basically get the latest epidemiological situation. Now, my understanding is that while they are, like, the Omicron variant and the developments around that will be discussed, this is much more a conversation around how we're dealing with Delta. So this is obviously on foot of their recommendation, letter of recommendation that went from NPHET to government last Thursday around children and those around mask wearing, about, you know, the cancellation or the suspension of kind of play dates, sleepovers, you know, nativity plays, all that kind of stuff. That's likely to be the main focus, which will then form part of a government decision tomorrow. However, obviously the Omicron variant cannot be ignored, and are obviously going to be discussions around what's Ireland's readiness in terms of dealing with this more aggressive wave if and when it materializes. And obviously there'll probably be an update as to whether or not, you know, have there been any confirmed cases in Ireland? Because we know even this morning, I think there's been a number of cases confirmed in Scotland. So they'll be watching the situation very clearly. But again, the writing instructions we were being given last night was very much, this is a Delta conversation rather than an Omicron conversation this evening.
And is there, Danny, a general acceptance that those advisory recommendations from NPHET around children, the wearing of masks over the age of nine, and the stopping of things, as you mentioned, like nativities and sleepovers, do we think that government are going to go with that even for the short term?
Yeah, my understanding is in the main they will. There may be some deviation on some minor points or issues where the government just think they, you know, politically it may not be tenable to go there. But in the main, yes, they will. And I think, you know, ministers have been out over the weekend sort of giving voice to that. We'll obviously need clarity because people have been making the point, well, is it really fair to be cancelling nativity plays but allowing sort of commercial pantos to go ahead and all that kind of stuff? So there will be clarity in relation to that. Obviously, Catherine Martin at the Green Party conference over the weekend was talking about additional supports for businesses that are likely to be affected. So we'll have to get clarity in relation to that. But ultimately, I think in the main, government will go along with what NPHET recommended, albeit there may be one or two small deviations from it.
And lastly, Danny, I know there's an expectation that there will be restrictions put on people coming from the countries of Southern Africa. But with regard to inter-country travel within the EU or with the UK, do we know or do we have an idea what might happen in those circumstances?
Yeah, so the return of hotel or, you know, mandatory hotel quarantine for those countries affected in Africa is, as Damon Ryan put it, top of the agenda for cabinet tomorrow. In relation to inter-European travel, we're not in that space just yet. And ultimately, I think what they're looking to say is we'll wait a couple of weeks and see what the epidemiological situation is like at that stage, and then they might make a recommendation. But as of now, there's no limitation being sought or even contemplated in relation to your travel around Europe. But that, again, this is a moving situation that may change. But at the moment, you know, it'll literally only be those countries affected that were listed by the government last Friday in relation to Southern Africa.
Danny McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner. Thank you for that. Indeed, let's move on to Professor of Immunovirology at UCC, Professor Liam Fanning. Liam, you heard what Danny was saying there, that there are various things on the table being discussed. A lot of what's being discussed is actually Delta, not Omicron. In your view, how serious a threat, based on what we know so far, is the Omicron variant to us currently?
Good morning, Ciara. I suppose what I'd say is we know very little about the Omicron variant other than being part of the coronavirus family. The non-pharmaceutical interventions that we have applied to Delta will probably give us good protection if it turns out to be a variant of concern. I mean, you may remember there was a variant called Mu, which was in South America, and it was likely to be vaccine resistant, and it was outcompeted by Delta. So look, we're in a very new situation, very dynamic situation. And to be kind of trying to project forward 2 to 3 weeks as to what we'll know then from whether, you know, it is more transmissible or whether it happens to have some escape mechanisms from what we protection we get with the vaccine. I think we just have to wait and see and hit the pause button at the moment. I mean, you know, we have a lot in place that will give us protections against this particular. And, they're the same non-pharmaceutical interventions that we've been using all throughout the pandemic. And I suppose, you know, we are also in a space where there's near antivirals probably close to market as well. The UK has approved one already as well. And these antivirals will work against this particular virus as well, because it doesn't target the spike protein on the outside. It attacks some of the proteins that are produced as part of the life cycle of the virus. So, you know, we do have, and we also have also, as well as antibodies, we have this other round of T-cell immunity, which will give us protection.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know it might seem terrifying that this is a new variant. Variants are, you know, have come and
gone. They're coming and going sometimes without notice.
It stayed primarily in South Africa and it didn't really spread around the rest of the world. So, you know, I would just suggest we just take pause, deal with Delta, and then, you know, when the science is available in 2 to 3 weeks' time, then we can kind of adjust. Or maybe we don't need to adjust at all and just continue as we
go. But without getting too technical, Liam, you mentioned the spike protein, and we know that the vaccine, that's the interaction between the virus and the protein, the virus and the vaccine, rather, is around that protein. What you've heard so far about this new variant, this which has a hugely different sort of thing going on with the spike proteins, does it make it likely that vaccines won't work here, or do you not have much concern around that?
Well, okay, so I suppose we'll have to wait until data, but let me just give you two things. One is some sites on the spike protein, if you think of them as buttons on a coat, some of the buttons have changed or changed to a slightly different shape, and some of them have stayed the same. And in fact, one of the key ones that has stayed the same is one called G614G. That has stayed the same. And that's one of the targets that we produce antibodies against. There are others which have changed some of those kind of buttons or sequences near to sites that we recognize, and they may impact on it. But in the realm of virology, it's a little bit difficult at the moment to forward project what changes are going to have consequences, because like a lock and key, this spike protein still has to have a particular shape in order to be able to bind to the receptors and, you know, get into the lock. So it's a dynamic situation. Some undoubtedly will change, which may reduce the efficacy of the vaccines. But, you know, I think there's still large hope that these vaccines will give us.
And the vaccine manufacturers say that they'll be able to adapt the vaccines too, is my understanding.
Within 100 days.
Yeah, which is a relatively fast turnaround. With regard to vaccine equity, we've heard lots of conversations around vaccine equity. Is this the fallout, the inequity? Is this the fallout from that?
Well, it may very well be. I know the South Africans have identified this first, Kira, and there's been a kind of a rush to kind of almost saying, well, look, it's happening. You know, this variant arose in South Africa. It may very well have arisen in South Africa, but it might not also. I mean, we've seen it present in several other countries, and it's quite possible it could be in many countries in Europe. So that's a difficult one to answer, Kira, to give you. But it's undoubted that vaccine equity will help everybody. You know, I mean, the more equitable and the more that are. I mean, we've given out nearly 8 billion vaccines as since the beginning of the pandemic, and I know that leaves another. You know, we need another 8 billion to go. Like, it's undoubtedly part of the story, but I wouldn't say it's the whole story.
We have heard that there are up to 6 cases in Scotland, and we know there are people waiting for PCRs on this Omicron variant here, or people with COVID symptoms rather coming from Africa who have, you know, waiting on a PCR. It's hard to say what they would have or not have. Lastly, I suppose, Liam, with regard to restrictions, we're, as you mentioned rightly, the Omicron may or may not be a problem going forward, but we are in the middle of the Delta wave. Do you believe we need more restrictions at this point, or what's your take on where we're at now?
I don't believe we need more restrictions. And we saw what was like a wonderful negative, if you like, yesterday, queues outside vaccine centres to get boosters. I mean, I would, you know, like to see that rolled out faster. I would like to see the time duration between when you can get your third shot, shorten the J&J, certainly down to 2 months. In fact, the J&J may even need 3 shots ultimately. You know, so that's what I would, you know, I don't think we need more restrictions, Kira, not at the moment.
Good stuff. Listen, thank you for that. Indeed, that is Professor Liam Fanning there, Professor of Immunovirology at UCC.